Put your seatbelt on. That wasn't a question, so just put your seatbelt on already. Or do you need me to do that for you too? Jesus. And why is this so goddamn weird? What, do you drive like a gremlin? What is this? Fine, just hang on a second. Let me fix the mirror, at least. Did you bring the bag with you? Because I don't need you barfing all over the car, that's why. Did you bring it or not? You're so impossible. Do you even have anything in here that we can use? Good, then get that. Yes, you do. I don't care if this is your car or not. I'm not going to be the one blamed for you making a mess out of it. Because then I'm going to have to hear your whining and moaning about cleaning it. So I suggest that you grab the bag, or I can call you a Lyft. Thank you. Now, was that so hard? God, for someone that needs their car at home, you sure do love being reckless. Really? Then tell me, how exactly did you plan on getting it back tonight? Because I'd say the fact that you were throwing back drinks all night is part of you being reckless. So don't give me all that back talk and just stay quiet until we get home. I swear to God, if you don't put your seatbelt on. No, just go to sleep or something. I don't want to hear whatever's going to come out of your mouth next. Not even if it's barf. I'm going to get us on the road. Do I even need to answer that question? Well, why do you think I'm so annoyed right now? Sure. Yeah, it's because I have to drive you home. That's it. I have to leave my car in God knows what neighborhood this even is, just so you can drive this piece of junk to work tomorrow. Yeah, and I need to have a functional coworker. But instead, I'm the one that's going to have to come back and get my car, even though I'm the responsible one. Dude, I only had like a beer when the whole thing started, but I stopped drinking early. It's already through me at this point. Oh, I know what you had. You don't need to explain it to me. I watched you take down shots like it was some kind of competition. You should have just taken the damn Lyft home so I wouldn't have to deal with this. Yeah, well, I'm billing you for what I'm going to have to pay to come pick up my car. Plus extra for having to drive you home to begin with. Get it to me next paycheck then. It's not my fault you blew your money on drinks, and it's not my fault that you're in this situation. So do what I told you to do and shut up. I don't need you stressing me out more while I'm trying to get you home. You absolutely cannot make me feel better right now. Not after the performance I just saw in there. I beg to differ. You acted like anything other than a normal person since the moment you took your first shot. And now look at you. I can barely even tell if you're there right now, if I'm talking to some half-brained idiot on the verge of doing something impulsive. No, you're not, and I can prove that you're not. By having you do the simple thing of saying the alphabet backwards. It's not that hard. Normal people don't practice it, which is what makes it so difficult to someone as gone as you are right now. It's because you have to start reading it backward, and your intoxicated brain can't easily... Okay, no, no, stop. Maybe if you even went as far as, like, 5 letters, then I would have believed you. You messed up almost immediately. What do you mean? Do you not even remember 2 seconds ago? You should already know what you did wrong. You just really want to get on my nerves tonight, don't you? That doesn't give you an excuse to do it on purpose. I was already mad at you for a reason. What, do you not believe what I told you earlier? Because I'd say it's a pretty heavy inconvenience for you to make me have to drive you home. Because you were already annoying me. But if I didn't like you as a person, then I wouldn't be taking you home right now. I would have just let you figure it out yourself. Or maybe have that other girl take you, since you already seemed pretty interested in her. You know which one. You were practically all over her when you started drinking. Which didn't make you look like the normal you in the slightest, but maybe I misjudged you. Maybe that's just who you are once the walls come down, right? Well, what was it then? Is it that you get off on acting like that in front of others, or are you just that stupid when you're drinking this much? And at a work event, no less. I mean, you could have chosen to be less professional at any other party, but here? Really? Did it not occur to you that the way you were treating her was heavily inappropriate? Okay, now you want to be quiet all of a sudden. And for what? Because you can't handle someone calling you out on something? Or are you trying to come up with an excuse as to why you couldn't keep your hands to yourself after your own dumb choices? You know, I wish you would have decided instead to act a little more like you actually cared about your life instead of throwing yourself at the first girl that gave you attention. Acting like some pathetic loser that lacks any kind of self-control. What? Has all that drinking made you sick? Well, you'd be the one to know if you have any tissues in this car, so you can blow your nose or whatever it is that you need to. Oh. Oh my god. I wasn't trying to make you cry. I was just a little upset. I don't know. I'm sorry. That was really stupid, what I said. It's just that the party was loud and a lot happened all at once, and I'm kind of overwhelmed right now. So it all ended up coming out on you. Which I know is probably not a good excuse to be lashing out. I get that, I guess. No, I definitely overdid it a little by raising my voice and saying everything that I did. That's not right to you. God, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I honestly did not mean to. You're the last person I want to make cry. But I got really lost in the moment somehow. Look, we're almost back at your house, okay? We'll be back in a minute. And then you can go back to your bed and sleep as much as you need to. You didn't even throw up all over your car, so... You're doing better than we anticipated. Not that I should have expected any less, but you were drinking a lot, so I assumed... Never mind, I should just stop talking. We're here. And I guess I should say again that I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to say all of the things that I did. I just couldn't get a hold of myself. No, no, you really were not that bad to her, I swear to God. I'm sure it came off in my head, like, a lot worse than what it was. She seemed kind of into it, so I wouldn't say it was bad. I know you're not normally like that, but it just made me a little annoyed that you were drinking so much, and I knew that you were going to have to figure out a way back. So I stopped drinking because I knew you were going to need someone sober.
Because I want to make sure that you're safe. That you actually have someone looking out for you when stuff like this happens and you can barely even get yourself back to your car. I know that your judgment isn't all there, so I'm not going to hold anything against you. And I wouldn't even be surprised if you didn't remember what happened tonight, which means that you probably won't even remember if I told you that I liked you. Yeah, I know. I don't like anyone. That's a common trend when it comes to people talking about me, but I do like you. More than what you think, which is why I took you home and why I care about you so much. It's just something stupid that I've been holding on to for a while. And it doesn't matter what your response is, because I just want to be able to get it off my chest. It's freeing, I think, to be able to say this to your face. And it's a little easier knowing that you won't remember it anyway, so maybe I can forget about it too. I just wish that you'd take care of yourself a little more so that I wouldn't have to look after you so much. But at least you'll have your car when you need it. And no, I'm not actually going to bill you for anything. I was just being a little petty. It's fine.
I'd rather you made it back safely and that you're not feeling bad enough that it affects you in the morning. Since emotions last for a while, you know. Even if you don't remember why. I'd rather if you didn't try to talk like that while you're drunk. I mean, I saw the way you were looking at other people tonight, and I don't really want to be part of that group. It's okay, though. Why are you so insistent on thinking that you like me? You know that you have an easy out of this, because you don't have to remember, and I don't have to talk about it. Whether or not you do, you can keep it to yourself. And we can both forget that this ever happened. Since when? I don't understand. Have you actually liked me for that long, or are you? But you've never said anything like that before, so why now? Then why were you trying to go for other women instead of just coming to talk to me? If you had no filter before and talked to whoever you wanted, then what changed now? I wouldn't say I'm that scary. Am I? Oh, God. I mean, I know I don't always like people, but I'm not trying to chase everyone away from me. Especially not you. Yeah, well, you almost did. I thought you didn't want anything to do with me, so I was just going to give up on this. You should have said something sooner. It's hard, I guess. Especially when I don't have any practice in this. The only reason it's easier now is because you're not all there anyway. I shouldn't even be believing you, but somehow you look more awake than you did 5 minutes ago. Shut up. My eyes can't wake you up that much. That's not how it works. No. I can't. I'm sorry. I don't really want to come inside right now when you're like this. Drunk, I mean. I know that your roommates can handle this, but I at least want you to be more level-headed. Maybe when we talk about this for real. Okay. Not maybe. For when we do have a real talk about this, because I want you to tell me this exact same thing when you're sober, so that I know you're telling the truth. And I'll be able to tell, so don't even try lying to me. Good. I can walk you to your door so you can be safe, and then I'll let you go. But I'll be back tomorrow. Okay, baby. Yeah, I'm gonna get a ride back and grab my car, but I promise I'll come over in the morning or afternoon, depending on when I wake up. You really need some sleep and to maybe throw up where I can't see you, and then we can talk if you don't have a huge hangover. If you do, then we can take it slow when I come over. Okay. Come on, let's get you back inside, baby.